Pass the salt.
It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, if you're getting up in the morning, joining us here. Yeah. I really want to give us a pull. How do you tip a cap? How do you do that? I was so proud last night. I had the, pardon me, rub my eye, I'm sorry. I had the opportunity to join Mike Kerr, Hear the Watchman, on his show last night. He does a little Zoom meeting on, I think he said Tuesdays and Thursdays, and he has a group of people jump in their hangout like this. And Mike asked me to notify our group that we were going to be doing a Zoom meeting. And I'm so proud of how many of you guys tuned in, and just want to thank you, because I think we really, in a good way, took the program maybe a direction that they weren't really expecting it to go. Can we be honest about something, folks? We're in the mess that we're in because the actual idea of pushing back from Christians is almost unheard of in the church. It's unheard of. And even good, God-fearing people who really do love Jesus and really seek hard after him have been conditioned that that's just not what Christians do. And as a result, we're getting run over. And more of the shows that I tend to tune into, there's awakening that's going on. I don't know if I said it on this show yesterday. I was going to write about it. I think maybe I did it, but I want to bring it up again to you again today. The power of the internet. And we have a force that we have now that they've never had in the history of mankind. The ability to supersede, go around, ignore the mainstream media. The march in Washington, D.C. that we just had last week was spearheaded by social media. No real stars, no real heroes. Alex Jones, I mean, there are some people that you recognize. They were there, but the big names weren't there. Rush Limbaugh wasn't there, and Hannity wasn't there, and Michael Savage wasn't there, and Mark Levin wasn't there, and Mike Gallagher wasn't there, and Howie whatever wasn't there. There were a million people who showed up that got their information someplace else. Are you tracking with me here? There's something really, really, really good and really, really powerful that's going on, but we haven't harnessed it yet. We haven't figured out how to harness it. And unfortunately, we're finding ourselves camping or broadcasting on platforms that we don't own. We're not in control of. And we see it happening all the way, all the deplatforming that's going on with a lot of this is Flea Flicker Friday, by the way. All the deplatforming that's going on all around us. The counsel for the President of the United States, Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell and Jenna Hess and some others, they did a press conference yesterday on really meat and potatoes about the election and the stolen election. And ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, none of them broadcast it. None of them. It was on One American News. It was on several Newsmax. Some of them carried it. But there's an unbelievable, the kings of this earth, we talked about that yesterday, are conspiring together against the Lord, against his anointed. If you can't see it, man, I'm telling you. We got to up our ante. We got to up our game. And one of the things that happened last night on Mike Kerr's show, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way or not. They're having a Hear the Watchman conference in San Diego on Mike. Pull that up there real quickly. And again, Mike, if you're watching this, I'm not being critical in any way. Go to Hear the Watchmen, Mike, because we want to promote it. Those of you out there, maybe come to this thing. But when this first came across my desk, I showed it to my wife, Hear the Watchmen Conference. And the title of it was, is the Warriors Conference. And I thought, yeah, cool. And then without saying a whole lot, scroll down, Mike, I looked at who the present presenters were. And my wife just kind of looked at me and I didn't even say anything. Mike, go back up top again. What's that word? What's that word? Hey, Mike, do me a favor real quickly. Go to Mr. Webster. Look up that big word there. Warrior. Because this is a Warriors conference. It'd be like if you had a movie, a football conference. Wouldn't you want some football players there? Huh? If you're having a basketball conference, wouldn't you want some basketball players there? So a warrior is, in a general sense, a soldier. A man engaged in military life. Emphatically, a brave man. A good soldier. And so go back to the caption. And please understand, I'm not being critical. Yeah, I didn't really care one way or another. And I went to the Warriors Conference, and I was looking for warriors. would that be unusual to go to a Warriors Conference and look for a warrior? There's Jamie Walden. I got to be careful how I say it, because this is not. You guys picking up what I'm laying down? What is it, Coach? What is that you always say? Thank you for asking that question. You can't teach what you haven't done. Otherwise, it's theory. I'll never forget when I was at the Hear the Watchman conference in Long Island a few years ago, when John Ramirez started casting demons out of people, and some lady fell down on the floor, was flopping like a lizard, and a lot of big name ministers fled the room. Somebody say amen that was there. Anybody want to say amen?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
The big time ministers fled the room. And they never seen anything like that. They could talk about it. They'd never done it. So last night, when all of you guys, again, I've been, this whole 7 minutes, I've been talking about you guys, even though it doesn't make it. All of you showed up in that queue last night, the testimonies that you gave. Mike Kerr was over, his text messages were overwhelmed with the question, why isn't Coach at this conference? Pretty good question, I thought, but I didn't ask it. Didn't matter. And because you showed up, we will be now, January 15th. We will be part of this conference. And I hope you understand that I'm not saying that it's not self-promotion. It's not at all. Boys and girls, listen to me. We face a battle of containment, even with our Christian brothers and sisters. When I got done with the show last night, I walked up the steps out of my multi-million-dollar studio here. Michelle was up there, and she said, "Were you in an argument?" I said, "What?" She says, "You were yelling. What were you yelling at?" I said, no, I wasn't in an argument. She said, "It should sound like it. You were screaming." I said, That's that passion that oozes out of me. And why, I have to ask, maybe this will be the question of the day. Why does my passion scare people? Can anybody answer? We have a new feature here on this. If you click on the bottom there, you have the ability to raise your hand now. To scroll down to the bottom and you'll see it says raise your hand. If you want to say something, raise your hand and I can see it. Rather than open up your microphone, Steve Dex got his hand raised. Let me try it. Steve, I'm going to come to you and see if it works. Steve, why?
Steve. The boldness. I mean, you just let it go and speak the truth and you're passionate, you know, at that conference in Long Island, I mean, the girls were praying for me for the situation I was in, and it was my first deliverance. But that stuff needs to happen.
Amen.
And here, those other pastors, they all caved.
And unbelievable last night. This is not a criticism of anybody, Steve. By the way, thanks for being on there last night. The audience, the congregation rose up, didn't they, Steve? The congregation rose up and said, "Hey, we need more of this. We need more of this. That's what the congregation said. Go ahead. Come on in, Tim. Come on in, Tim.
Good morning. Coach, the reason why we haven't been taught to accept our anger is because we've been taught to turn it away. And we're scared to death. We freeze. And Christianity doesn't teach to honor our passions and go forward.
Tim, by the way, the word enthusiasm, if you were to look it up, I don't know if you guys have ever done this. I'm coming to you, Rick Simpson. Hang on a second. Enthusiasm. In the middle of the word enthusiasm is theos. Theos. You guys know what theos is, right? Theos is God. Theos. Entheosism. Entheosism. Enthusiasm. Entheosism. Meaning seeing God in you. Enthusiasm is others seeing God in you. Entheosism. Are you with me? Are you with me? We need enthusiasm and passion. People, when they feel like right now, like my wife said, what are you yelling at? People feel it. Hey, Mark Trump. I don't know if Mark Trump's in here. It's that energy. It's when the Lord said, the Lord spoke and it happened. There's something to our energy when we speak it. And listen to me. We fight the containment. Some people say, well, I can't have Coach speak for my church. He's too hot. He's too hot. Our people may not know how to take it. Here's a fireball. I started out this morning with a fireball. It was red and hot. Now I'm used to it. Not red and hot anymore. Come on in, Rick.
Hey, Coach.
Jeff, Rick Simpson's coming in. Then you. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
I'm sorry. I must have started out because I told everybody in there, hit him hard. And you kind of backed off. And then, wow, you brought it. You brought it home, bro.
They wanted it. They liked it. They liked it. Come on, Rick. If you can. He disappeared off my screen. Maybe that was an accident. I don't know. So listen, I'm going to tell you something, my dear friends. Status quo Christianity ain't going to cut it, okay? Three poems and a song ain't going to cut it anymore. We are at war, and the sooner we recognize that we're at war, and as soon as we begin to act like it's a war, do you guys understand what's about to happen in America? I don't think we do. I don't think we understand the urgency of the hour and what's going on around us. And I want you to know, I would start naming names. The guys that were in there last night, I'm proud the fact that you came in and you defended what we're doing. I'm proud you did. Mike had a good audience. There were 70, I think 50 some people in there last night. They didn't say much. We woke up a couple people. But this idea of greasy, gracie, let's go to conferences and study the stars and the moon and Israel, is that has got to stop. If we're going, we may never see Israel. It may have no impact at all. I'm sorry. So listen, my friends, we're either going to have a great awakening or a great reset. That's a mic drop. We're either going to have a great awakening or a great reset. And I'm going to tell you this. Both are dependent upon what you and I do here and now. I wish it wasn't true, but that's it. A great reset, the loss of America as we know it, or a great revival. A great awakening. That's where we are. And the sooner that we can walk into that and sit comfortably in that chair and understand that we're gonna run people off, understand that people are going to shun us, understand all that stuff, that you're going to lose friends. When you're willing to do that, then we're going to be able to progress. And I was thinking about this. Mike, he sent me a video today of some black guy. I don't know why I use his color other than that, you know, that's the way we do it in America today. Some guy going on a rant about where are the Republicans? Where are the Republicans? And, hey, guys, that's our team, isn't it? That's our team. Did you know Tucker Carlson last night? I didn't put it in the queue today. Did you know Tucker Carlson took on Sidney Powell last night? Tucker Carlson, our warrior, criticized Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell for, yeah, they did. He did. Yeah, he did. When, in fact, Sidney Powell has got more stones than most men that I know. Mike, I want you to pull up. It says Sidney Powell. Because I want to show you guys some of this. Sidney Powell, it's the Sidney Powells that are going to save us. It's not the Lindsey Grahams. It's the Sidney Powells that are going to save us. It's not the Mike Pences. I'm just telling you, that's not who it is. It's the Sidney Powells of the world. They're going to save us. And this is this. You can go to Brighteon. Is this one? Yep. At Rudy's press conference yesterday. This lady was unbelievable. Sidney Powell was unbelievable. But this is not what she lays it all out about what happened. But Mike, scroll down one because I want you guys to hear this. I knew this was going to happen to me. I knew it was. Lloyd, go ahead and play that, Mike. Okay, this is Rudy. Okay, I want you to hear. Okay, we're okay here. I want you to hear Rudy, first of all, ask him, where the hell's the FBI? Remember, folks, redress of our grievances. Who do we turn to? Who's actually going to enforce the law? Going to Hillary Clinton's house, equal justice under the law. Going to Biden's house, equal justice under the law. Going to Obama's house, equal justice under the law. Going to Bill Barr's house, equal justice under the law. Who the hell's going to do it? Who's going to enforce all this stuff? Who's going to do anything about all this wickedness that's going on? Where is the church? Who's going to do anything about it? Now, start this again. You're going to hear about a minute of Rudy, and then I want you to hear what Sidney Powell has to say. Sidney Powell has more stones. Go ahead.
Hard drive. They got it 10 months ago. There are clear crimes revealed on it. Didn't do anything with that. I don't know where they are now. Our country has had its ballots counted, calculated, and manipulated in a foreign country with a company controlled by friends of an enemy of the United States. What do we have to do to get the FBI to wake up? Maybe we need a new agency to protect us. I have no idea.
In if I might speak for just a minute, in terms of the level of corruption we are looking at here,
Stop him. Listen, folks, this lady must have a death wish. I did some research on Sidney Powell last night. Did you know that Sidney Powell is a evangelical, born-again, Pentecostal Christian? Did you know that? You guys know that? She's a strange duck, isn't she? She's a strange bird. I want you to watch her stones as she steps out and says what men all across America ought to be doing. Our Republican representative. Where the hell's Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz speaking to my dear friend across the aisle? My friend over there across the aisle. We're in freaking war. We're in freaking war. And they're worried about their manners.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah, Trent.
I don't have one of those raising hand buttons on my phone. But okay. Everybody used to be scared of the Christians, right? Maybe it's happening again, and we know it has to happen.
It has to happen. Yep. It has to happen. It has to. It has to. Go ahead, Mike. Sidney Powell's got some stones.
In any state across the country, paid to have the system rigged to work for them. These people didn't do this just to take control. They make one heck of a lot of money off of it. Think about the global interests behind your own news organizations. Think about the pressure being brought to bear on from the social media companies to shut down free speech on any challenge to the election. This is a massive, well-funded, coordinated effort to deprive we the people of the United States of our most fundamental right under the Constitution to preserve this republic that we all cherish. It is of the greatest concern. It is the 1775 of our generation and beyond.
Sydney, yes. Our votes being held.
Where did this lady come from? Where did this lady come from? Keep going.
Picked up in Germany. Is that true, and is it related to this?
That is true. It is somehow related to this, but I do not know whether good guys got it or bad guys got it.
Yeah, did you hear that? Why? The server has been seized. The server's been seized in Germany, but what's she say? I don't know whether the good guys have it or the bad guys have it. Huh? See, because we can't tell the white hats from the black hats. Why? Well, because of my friend across, my dear friend across the aisle. All of that bull crap that's going on around us. Well, they're eating us alive. My dear friend across the aisle. See, we're at war, but they're not. We're at war, but they're not. Hey, Mike, I just sent you a link. Pull it up there real quickly if you can. Somebody come in here, man. I'm full of it today.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, they're all bad guys because they've done nothing. They've done nothing.
They have done nothing. They're all bad guys, Vinny. They're all bad guys. They're all bad guys. Pull that link up if you can, Mike. I want you to hear what Sidney Powell says. Yeah, I couldn't believe. I sat in my living room and I could not believe what I was hearing come out of this woman's mouth. This fearless woman's mouth. Now, I don't know if you know Sidney Powell. Stop right there, Mike. I don't know if you guys know her or not. I don't know if you know. She was in the private sector. And she wrote a powerful book, Licensed to Lie, talking about attorneys in the legal system. She was a federal prosecutor, and she saw all the behind-the-scenes stuff going on. She couldn't take it. Why? Because she's an evangelical, God-fearing Christian. She said, I can't be part of this. So she switched from being part of the government to getting on the other side to help people out who are getting screwed. She decided she would do that. And then she didn't have to say this. This is about a minute, maybe a minute and a half. You tell me where you've heard this anywhere in America today other than on platforms like this. Other on, excuse me, Alex Jones and platforms like this that bring a million people to America. You've been encouraged today. Something's going on. Something's going on. And Rudy was up there talking, and Sidney said, I'd like to add something else. And she stepped up. And I want you to hear, you talk about who we ought to be praying for, baby. You talk about who we ought to be praying for. Listen to what this woman says. Go ahead, Mike.
This is stunning, heartbreaking, infuriating, and the most unpatriotic acts I can even imagine for people in this country to have participated in any way, shape, or form. And I want the American public to know right now that we will not be intimidated. American patriots are fed up with the corruption from the local level to the highest level of our government, and we are going to take this country back. We are not going to be intimidated. We are not going to back down. We are going to clean this mess up now. President Trump won by a landslide. We are going to prove it, and we are going to reclaim the United States of America for the people who vote for freedom.
Wow! Okay, come on in.
Hey, Coach, think about this. That I saw that whole thing. Man, she is one heck of a lady right there. And to know that she's a Christian and her faith and where she's going to stand, imagine if this does get to the Supreme Court. It could be another lady who makes the decision
from
bringing this country back from the edge.
Hey, Dale, she's in danger, man. She has taken on both sides of it, right? At the beginning of that one clip, which I didn't get the opportunity to show, she said it's both sides. It's the Republicans and the Democrats. And you know what? You look at her and Dale, I didn't know she's a Christian, but I was watching her and I'm thinking, you know, there's something different about this lady. What is this something different about? And now we know what it is, right? We know what it is now. Now ask yourself why all these other our friends who are reaching across the aisle, why don't they have stones like this? Can I tell you why? They ain't got the Holy Spirit. They ain't really saved. Amen. They play religious games with us, right? Joseph Allen, come on in. Come on in, Joseph.
She said she's going to release the Kraken.
She said she did already, baby. She said it's already released. But ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, they didn't even come. In America, the president's attorneys call a press conference. And the mainstream media doesn't even come. What the hell's going on?
We've seen that happen all the time, Coach. Hey, you know, the voting process is something we need to be involved in. But every one of the bad guys down there were voted out this weekend. If they all resigned, if they all just ran home, and we voted in 435 really good men, nothing would change because the entrenched bureaucracy is completely perverted.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's because we haven't been reaching across the aisle with our dear friend over the other side of the aisle. Let's see, it's all game. It's all freaking game. And we are right now, man. We're right now. We're at the crucible right
the
now.
Church, the so-called church has been so tolerant and so welcoming of anybody and everybody, you know, and you cannot be friends or, you know, on the same team as children of the devil.
How can two walk together unless they agree? That's what the word says. And we want to reach across the aisle. We want
Hey, Coach.
Hey, listen, hang on a minute. I ain't reaching across no aisle with baby killers. I ain't going to do it. Okay? I ain't reaching across the aisle with nobody that wants to destroy marriage. I ain't doing it. I ain't Amen. Reaching across the aisle with somebody who wants to teach transgenderism to my grandchildren. I ain't reaching across the aisle. That's what we do.
Well, that's right, Coach. Don't compromise. That's a weakness.
We think it's a strength.
Psalms 47:1. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. The difference is in a football game when a great play is made, we shout and clap our hands. Like you said, Coach, I was talking last night to a good friend in the FBI, and I told him, this ain't no game. This ain't no game what's going on.
It ain't no game, baby. Hey, Dale, glad you won last night, by the way. Hey, listen, I'm gonna shift gears here real quickly. I think Rick Simpson's in here today, and I think Randy's in here today. I haven't heard Randy. I assume he's in here. But Randy caught me on an email that Rick and Randy sent back and forth. And Rick, if you could come in, maybe share a little bit about that dream that you had and the email that you sent to Randy. And then, Randy, if you can, is Randy in here? I don't even know. Randy's always in here.
Yeah, Coach, I'm in.
Okay, then Randy, I want you to come on and explain what you wrote in that email. So Rick, come on in, Rick, and tell us what I don't have dreams. I don't have dreams. Some people do. I don't have dreams. But Rick had one. Go ahead, Rick. I thought I saw Rick in here. I thought he was in here.
He's having trouble unmuting, I think.
Coach. Okay. Figure it out, Rick. It's a big moment. I would unmute you. I don't know how to do it. Randy, why don't you go ahead and start talking about it, then Rick can come in and share with us.
Well, Coach, the Lord was showing him some things at the stone, at the guide stones when on that trip, and then at those arches. And then out there, mainly, I'll just make it short, but the horses that were there that God downloaded something into him, and it is to show him something that he's doing. And it's spiritual, Coach. So we have to figure out, okay, what does it mean? We interpret it, you know, and you got to wait. You got to just put things on the shelf until you know and not talk. But Rick and I have been talking about it. And I saw Coach yesterday when he had shared with me what's this mean? And I didn't know. And I just sit there and, Lord, if you're doing something here, show me, give me some understanding. And I just all of a sudden I realized what it meant, Coach. And it has to do, Rick said, I saw a heavenly key and I saw a Liberty Bell. And I thought, you know, I'm thinking that when he first tells me that, I'm going, I don't know what it means, Rick. I'm just, you know, concrete guy, you know. But as I just pondered and meditate on it, it just all of a sudden it hit me. And it's symbolic language. It's prophetic, Coach. It's the horses that he saw, they were doing things and laid down and rolled and all a bunch of stuff. And he's like, am I crazy? And I'm going, no, you're not crazy. No, you're not, Rick. God's showing you. And I just, so what I'm saying, this, I know I'm all over the page here. I'm excited. But the Liberty Bell, Coach, represents what the true message we have, the truth. That's what sets you free. The Liberty Bell is a picture, our national oh, we forgot our memorial, what it means, but to set people free and to have liberty. And only the Spirit of the Lord is where it is real, a true freedom.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Amen.
So, and then the key, Coach, it hit me. Jesus, you know, after he tells us in Matthew 16:18, upon this rock, I'm going to build my true church, and the gates of hell won't prevail against it. And Coach, all of our life, I've been part of the church, and we're realizing how much fake church we've been a part of. But God is raising up the true church. And in verse 19, he says, I'm going to give you, that church, the keys to bind and to loose the things in heaven, spiritual wickedness in high places.
He's going to give us the keys to the kingdom, Randy.
Coach, but have we even used them in our lifetime? Coach, I'm just now learning. I'm 59. And I'm just now learning how to pray God's will come down from heaven to earth, because he's saying to the church, take these keys and use them. And Coach, this is what his dream means. Because we're hearing and we're going and we're doing these events, we're obedient. We're going to these places and we're touching them. We're standing on them. We're putting our bodies on them as a sacrifice. Coach, in that time, God is doing something. He is tearing down these high places because he's got a people that will use the keys, Coach.
Hey, Coach, that gates of hell phrase has been so misused, misinterpreted. We've all been taught since the cradle that means that the church is protected from hell. No, it doesn't. Not at all. It means that hell cannot resist our push.
Amen.
But we don't push. We just go pray and ask somebody else to push.
It's not Christian to push. It's not Christian to push. Go ahead, Randy.
And Coach, one more thing. I realized I got this thing and I got it in my head. I thought we're stripping the powers off of in the spiritual realm. We're doing this in the natural, Coach, but we are doing something in the spiritual. We're stripping the powers. So I put that in and it comes up that all the lines is this. This is Donald Trump's secret weapon is the 14th Amendment. He is going to use it to strip the powers from all these government anti-God-hating people that are the enemies, the domestic enemies in our nation. He is going to use this to strip their power.
Randy, Coach, you mean to tell me is the Holy Spirit reaching across the aisle, Randy? Huh? Is the Holy Spirit reaching across the aisle?
Our God is tired of this lying and this fake. It is time, Coach. It's time. It's his time. He is saying for us, you bring it down. Sidney Powell is just a person filled with the Spirit that's getting to it. And we're gonna expose this, Coach. It's coming down. I see it as
it is, folks. It's coming. Down. We're gonna win. But again, I'm telling you, I don't know what it's gonna look like. I don't know what winning's gonna look like. But this can't continue. Yeah, Alan.
Coach, you ever eat a grapefruit and a seed comes flying out of there, man? Like if you put a spoon in there, you ever had a grapefruit seed fly out of there? Read Isaiah 61:11, Coach. Isaiah 61:11. Because just as like Randy got to lay hands on Attorney General, you got what happened last night on that platform you're on. God is going to spring forth all of us that he needs to spring forth. And then one more thing after you read that, where in hell is Governor Brian Kemp at? Where in hell is he at in Georgia? Yeah.
Trump won it for him, didn't he? Trump won Georgia for him. Because, see, they're all bought and paid for. Their loyalty, Brian Kemp's loyalty, Governor Brian Kemp's loyalty is to Brian Kemp and to his career and to the Republican Party there in Georgia that put him in power. That's where his loyalty is. And they hate Trump.
Maybe we need to go visit his house, Coach.
Alex Jones did, I believe. I believe Alex Jones did do that yesterday. I'm looking for, what am I looking for? I'm looking for
Isaiah 61:11.
Well, read it to us. Okay. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Amen, Randy. Amen. I'm with you. That's what I think's going on. Myra, come on in, sweetheart. Sorry you couldn't get in there. more last night on the show, but thank you for being there.
No, I just give praises to the Lord Jesus. I feel so blessed with your show and with everybody, all my brothers and sisters in the Lord. And I was thinking of exactly the same thing because I've been going door to door, and I will be going this weekend for Stop the Forced Vaccination and True to the Boat. And here in Maryland, people actually cussing you out because they're biting people. But I'm planting the seed, and that's all I can do.
That's all you can do. That's all you can do. Do all you can do and just do all you can do. That's all you can do, right? Is do all of it. And folks, oh, man, I got so much bubbling
this. Fire starters, Coach. One fire starts another fire. That two fires start four fires. Four fires start eight fires. Eight fires start 16. Coach, we have to see the end game. We have the fire in us. We are the zeal of God right here in this time. And if we'll just do like Myra's saying, just touch one, plant the seed. Keep speaking truth every day. Every time someone looks at you, it's a God, can I speak to them? Go speak to people, everyone.
Open your mouth and speak. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Okay, let's do this. Yes, yes.
One thing to help you put it in our mind, gates are at walls. Walls represent borders. Battles are fought at borders.
Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 Hey, Mike, pull up. I want pull up COVID hoax. Pull that up.
Hey, David.
Yeah.
What is your thought? You know, I listened to the press conference yesterday. Made sense to me. Is the mainline media that tied into the corruption?
Yes. Yes, they are.
It's unbelievable.
They're the propaganda. I'm sorry.
This is Pulitzer Prize type reporting stuff.
Yes. Yes, it is. And they wink and nod at. They don't even know. Hey, Mike, I want to change it, Mike. Go back to where it says the 240 mark. Go to that one. Go to the 240 mark. Yeah, Roger. Yeah, because see, they're the propaganda arm. Folks, please don't discount that Satan is the prince of the power of the air. Please don't discount that. And understand that he is in charge of the airwaves. Who is? The prince of the power of the air. Now, how did he get in charge of the prince of the power of the air? Because we do Christian programs that are only about singing songs and waving flags and getting rich, right? We don't do anything at all to actually impact the gates of hell. We don't do that, friends. We don't do that. So the prince of the power of the air needs to be dethroned, but we won't do it. We get Christian radio, and what do we do on Christian radio? We shadow ban anything controversial. Oh, we can't put Coach on there. He's too hot. Oh, we can't put Alex Jones in there. People may stop listening to us. And who do we put on there? We put on Chuck Swindoll for the last 87 years. And we put on, you know what? You know where I'm coming from, right? And so the battle we're fighting is a battle of containment within our own walls, baby, within our own walls. We are not allowed to penetrate inside or outside the walls that they put us in. That's why thank God for Jared Heath and Mike Heath and all the people, Polly Heath, that are making this thing happen here. Because where would we be? Where would we? This stuff's been bubbling inside of me for 15 years. How can I get it out? Where can I go? Where can I go? I felt like I was an organ grinder monkey. I just stand up there and perform, and then that'd be it. Well, every day we get up and we feed each other truth, and we chew on it, and we spit it out, and we chew it again. And then at some point, the Holy Spirit guides us to all truth, but we have to turn it into action. I got something I got to show you here. This is the kings of this earth conspiring against the Lord and our anointed. Hey, Mike, you can play this, I think. You can play it at like time and a half. I don't know if we can. I don't know if we can on this. Yeah, go to time and a half speed. Folks, are you ready for this? Here is the expose. This is Senator Josh Hawley, who seems to be one of the good guys. Time out. If things are as desperate as they tell us, why isn't Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Mike Gallagher and Michael Savage and Glenn Beck, why aren't they all uniting forces and calling for everybody who can to come to Washington, D.C.? Why aren't they doing that? Why aren't they doing that? Because I'm telling you, at the end of the day, the kings of this earth got a hold of them too, see? Got a hold of them. You see what's going on with Fox News? Totally and completely flipped, right? No, they're just a Judas goat. They've never been with us in the long run. They have been controlled opposition. They've been making us think everything's okay because Hannity's on the job and Ingram's on the job and Tucker's on it. Everything's okay. Really? Nothing hidden will not be exposed. So I want you to watch this. It'll be about 6 minutes, but we'll speed it up a little bit. This is Senator Josh Hawley talking to Mark Zuckerberg, exposing that the kings of this earth are working together. Now watch this snake squirm. Go ahead.
Form called Tasks that Facebook uses to coordinate projects, including censorship. The Tasks platform allows Facebook employees to communicate about projects they're working on together. That includes Facebook censorship teams, including the so-called community well-being team, the integrity team, and the hate speech engineering team, who all use the Tasks platform to discuss which individuals or hashtags or websites to ban. Now, Mr. Zuckerberg, you're familiar with the Tasks platform, aren't you?
Senator, we use the task system for, I think it's, as you say, for people coordinating all kinds of work across the company, although I'm not sure if I agree with the characterization specifically around content moderation that you gave.
Well, let's get into that, and let me see if we can refresh your memory and provide folks at home watching with an example. Here over my shoulder is an example. It's a screenshot of the task platform in use. You'll notice if the cameras zoom in, several references to election integrity throughout on these lists of tasks. Again, this is shared across Facebook sites, company locations, by working groups. What particularly intrigued me is that the platform reflects censorship input from Google and Twitter as well. So Facebook, as I understand it, Facebook censorship teams communicate with their counterparts at Twitter and Google and then enter those company suggestions for censorship onto the task platform so that Facebook can then follow up with them and effectively coordinate their censorship efforts. So Mr. Zuckerberg, let me just ask you directly, under oath now, does Facebook coordinate its content moderation policies or efforts in any way with Google or Twitter?
Senator, let me be clear about this. We do coordinate on and share signals on security-related topics. So, for example, if there is signal around a terrorist attack or around child exploitation imagery or around a foreign government creating an influence operation, that is an area where the companies do share signals about what they see. But I think it's important to be very clear that that is distinct from the content moderation policies that we or the other companies have, where once we share intelligence or signals between the companies, each company makes its own assessment of the right way to address and deal with that information.
Well, I'm talking about content moderation. I'm talking about individuals, websites, hashtags, phrases to ban. Is it your testimony that you do not communicate with Twitter or Google about content moderation, about individuals, websites, phrases, hashtags to ban? Just yes or no. Do you communicate with Twitter or Google about coordinating your policies in this way?
Senator, we do not coordinate our policies.
Do your Facebook content moderation teams communicate with their counterparts at Twitter or Google?
Senator, I'm not aware of anything specific, but I think it would be probably pretty normal for people to talk to their peers and colleagues in the industry.
It would
but
be
normal. Really?
No, I'm saying that I'm not aware of any particular conversation, but I would expect that some level of communication probably happens.
Ah.
But that's different from coordinating what our policies are or our responses in specific instances.
Well, fortunately, I understand that the task platform is searchable. So will you provide a list of every mention of Google or Twitter from the task platform to this committee?
Senator, that's something that I can follow up with you and your team after on.
Well, yes or no, I'm sure you can follow up with the list, but why don't you commit while I've got you here under oath? It's so much better to do this under oath. Will you commit now to providing a list from the Tasks platform of every mention of Google or Twitter?
Senator, respectfully, I'm without having looked into this, I'm not aware of any sensitivity that might exist around that, so I don't think it would be wise for me to commit to that right now.
So
but I would
have
to follow.
How many items on the Tasks platform reflect that Facebook, Twitter, and Google are sharing information about websites or hashtags or platforms that they want to suppress?
Senator, I do not know.
Will you provide a list of every website and hashtag that Facebook content moderation teams have discussed banning on the task platform?
Senator, again, I would be happy to follow up with you or your team to discuss further how we might move forward on that. But without
will you commit to it here? Senator Cruz and Senator Lee both asked you for lists of individuals, websites, entities that have been subject to content moderation. You expressed doubt about whether any such information exists, but you've also now said that the task website, you've acknowledged the task platform exists, that it is searchable. So will you commit to providing the information you have logged on the task website about content moderation that your company has undertaken? Yes or no?
Senator, I think it would be better to follow up once I've had a chance to discuss with my team what any sensitivity around that would be that might prevent.
Folks, can I explain it to you? It's very, very simple. The kings of this earth set themselves. And Facebook and Twitter and Twitter and Google take counsel together against all things righteous. It's right here. It's right here in modern, everyday Coach Dave language. He every bit He failed to admit what we all heard him say. Yes, they do coordinate. The kings of this earth are, in fact, conspiring against all things. There it is. There it is, folks. That's what we're fighting against. Okay? Yeah.
We have you have 5,000 friends on Facebook. We're live streaming on your Facebook page right now, and you don't have one viewer. Do you think you're being shadow banned?
Wow, is that right? You know, Mike, that's interesting because I did a live video yesterday of the sunsets. Crazy as that sounds, we had a beautiful sunset at Sky High. I did a live video yesterday and not one viewer on my live video. That has never, ever, ever happened. Not one person. Usually when I do a live video, it takes 5-6 seconds. All of a sudden, two people were in there, then five people. They're just checking out to see what I'm saying, right? They're just checking. Not one yesterday, Mike. It's because of this snake right here. This guy right here, I'm going to tell you something. This guy is not the guy. You better hear me. This guy ain't the guy. Somebody's pulling his strings. This guy ain't the guy. Yeah, Trent.
You see how he beat around the bush to not, you know, say what, you know, to not.
Why? Yes, because, not, hey, you know? Trent, do you know where that is, Trent? Because the devil can't speak the truth. The devil's incapable of speaking the truth.
Amen, Coach. How many years have Christians beat around the bush on our hard, so-called hard topics, you know, homosexuality, marriage, all these things, abortion, you know, it's not for me or whatever it may be. How many years have we done that?
Hey, Trent, you know this? You asked me a question. I ain't two-stepping around it, brother. I'm going right in. This is what I believe. This is what I think. Take it or leave it. Why can't he do that? Because he's trying to hide something, isn't he?
Hey, Coach.
Yeah, Randy.
You know what? We need to get smarter and discern. Okay, take this guy. Look at his face. I'm going to teach some people a few things right here. Just simple. Just cover everything on him and look at his eyes and see the eyes. The eyes are the window of the soul, Coach. They're what light and darkness allow in and out. This man is a demonic man. I can just zone in on his eyes. And I can see, and when he fidgets around truth, and you can just see his eyes, they just become a different thing. Coach, we have to learn to discern. And this is.
Randy,
saying I'm spiritual. I'm just saying I've learned to just look at their eyes, Coach. Just I have
it. Hey, right wing watch, Kyle. I got a headline for you. Okay. I got a headline for you. I want to ask yourself how anybody could be so non-emotional as this guy, and what woman would ever fall in love with a robot like this? He's got a wife. He's got. Do you guys just feel the magnetism coming off of him? Boy, isn't he electric and just full of right? I see dead men. I don't know about you guys. Got that, Kyle? I see dead men. We're onto your game, brother. We're onto your game, right? I'm with you, Randy. We're onto it, huh? This guy ain't even human. Not in a normal sense like us. This guy's not human. No way. Demonically controlled. Kyle, send me a copy of when you write it, all right, brother? Because I stand by it. I stand by it. This guy isn't even human. He's one of the kings of this earth that's conspiring. I got another thing I got to get to. It is Friday, okay? Can I switch gears on you one more time? Because I think this is absolutely just as important. Mike,
Giants in the land, Coach.
Giants in the land, brother. There they are. They're right in front of us. They're right in front of us. I got two things I want to let's do that. Mike, go to the rant on masks because they're coming back, aren't they? The masks are coming back. There's a second lockdown. Give me patience here, Lord. We didn't hear about COVID for 2 weeks during the election. Not 2 weeks. Didn't hear anything about it. And now all of a sudden, here come all the lockdowns again. Why are all the lockdowns coming? It's very, very simple. Very simple. They don't want us conspiring together. They don't want us getting together. They don't want us to get together. They're going to try to shut this down. They're going to get us off of... I'm already shadowed in on Facebook. They're going to get us off of YouTube. Why? Because the last thing they want is for you and I to get together and put two and two together and say, oh my goodness, here's what's going on. I never thought of that. I never thought... Hey, how about this? Could it be this coronavirus?
Could it be that they're releasing a more powerful strand of it now? And then it gets, see, we warned you. We warned you. We warned you. You have to wear masks, but you wouldn't listen. Could it be? I don't know. I don't know. So I came across Peggy Hall here. I don't know. Mike, put her up about one, because I don't have to go 10 minutes of this, but this is really, really good. It's really good. So go to about, I don't know, minute and a half, minute 75, 1.75. I don't know if we can go that fast or not. Let's try it. And if it's too fast, I'll slow it down. But this is worth hearing. Go ahead.
HealthyAmerican.org. A super thank you to Allison for these amazing shades. I love my Healthy Americans. You guys really help keep my spirits up with your cards and letters and beautiful thoughts and donations and gifts and all of that. Friends, if you're not on board, it's thehealthyamerican.org. Listen, I don't know how to make it any more clear. No governor can make a law. All of this color-coded nonsense is nonsense. Business owners, you do not have to abide by any of this, okay? I want you, let me get out of the sun here. Hang on, give me in or out of the sun. Business owners, you do not need to abide by any of this nonsense. I had a jam-packed in-person live seminar showing business owners restaurants and yoga studios and gyms and preschools and nail salons and spas and all of these places got the empowerment and the education that they need to stay open for good. It's called Open for Business. Do not close your business. Do not be intimidated by these fear-mongering, crime syndicate, strong-arming mafia types. You don't have to do it. What are you going to do? Just shop at Costco for the rest of your life now that they won't even let people in? Now that, oh, I can't say that word because they shut me off on Facebook yesterday. Cost, as I call it, low cost, how about that? They are now acting as the government because they have created their own law. A store cannot is not outside of the law. You can't have a store that says we have Fistfight Fridays. You can't have a store that says we allow pickpocketing. You can't have a store, unless it's in Oregon, that says you have to snort a line of cocaine as a condition of entering. Listen, just as a store, including low cost, cannot allow somebody, cannot deny somebody from coming in because they're wearing a turban as an expression of their religious freedom, or a yarmulke because of their expression of religious freedom. Imagine there's a store that says no hats allowed, but somebody comes in with their religious hat. They cannot deny entry, and they cannot require that person to take it off. Could they require a Sikh, S-I-K-H, someone of the Sikh faith, could this co-cost require them to remove their turban as a condition of entry? No, they can't. So how can they require me to veil my face, which is an affront to my religious liberty? They can't. And guess what? You don't need any religious liberty. You don't need anything other than to be a free man, a free woman roaming the earth, which is what we're all going to be doing soon, just roaming the earth. And these places of public accommodation, which is defined as a private entity that engages in commerce. Can I be any more clear? A private entity is not outside the law. You cannot have a private membership club where you come and you beat up granny. And the sheriff's going to say, well, we can't do anything. You know, it's private property. So that means somebody can come in a private property and break into my car because it's parked on private property. Is that what you're telling me, Sheriff? Is that what you're telling me? That you're not going to uphold the law if a crime is committed on private property? Oh, I got it now. Okay. So that means everybody can break into private homes because it's private property. Is that what you can do? You can break into someone's private home and steal their things, and the law enforcement won't do anything because it's private property. Is that at Co-Cost? Is that at Trader Joe's? Is that at Walmart? Is that what you're telling us? That your store policies now are the law. That you get to operate outside of the law. That the Constitution only applies to everyone except for membership stores. Right? Is that it? So no one has to abide by the Constitution, which gives me and you the right to life, which includes breathing. Right? The Constitution doesn't give us that right. I misspoke. The Constitution protects our God-given rights from the government tyranny. You know the definition of tyranny? Using power without authority. Yes, we have a tyrannical government and a tyrannical governor, alleged governor, and we have laws for a reason. Our country does not operate on a playbook. Our country does not operate on guidelines. Our country does not operate on suggestions. Our country, see, I'm already saying it, company, country, what's the difference? Right? Walmart's now the country. Walmart is now our legislative body. I guess the president of Walmart, Sam Walton, is that his name? Yes, I'm going to be frozen out of this feed again. Please join me at healthyamerican.org. You've got to get on the newsletter list before they take that away as well. Friends, the Thanksgiving feast is going to be on Thanksgiving. We are going to have 100 people, maybe more. I've invited the alleged governor, offering that, you know, olive branch. And I want you to be there too, but the ticket sales end tomorrow, Friday at noon, so don't miss out. No, it's not vegan, and it's not, I don't know, it's just delicious comfort food, okay? And it's a fundraiser for the organization, and we hope that you will be there. We need to send a message to these tyrants. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm very hardline, okay? I'm very black and white, very. There's truth and there's lies, okay? There's dark and there's light. There's right and wrong, and there's tyranny and freedom. And just as there's a line here on this sidewalk, I know what side of the line I'm on. I am never going to cross it. I am never going to comply. I will march it all the way to heaven, and I'm willing to give my life, and I probably will. And I don't care. In fact, I care. I care so much that I'm willing to do it. I help thousands of businesses stay in business lawfully, because if these businesses go, our whole way of American life goes. The small businesses are the economy of the United States. Once those go, and I hope people will understand, then it all is controlled by the government. Co-Cost and Walmart, those are government stores. Dig into it, all right? Dig into it. That's why they remained open. There are some chains, even some chains of restaurants that want to stay open. They're not under the government tyranny. I'm doing everything I can to help them stay open. Friends, you have got to stand strong. Don't go to these places. Don't patronize them. Don't wear a mask unless you choose to. You don't have to do it. I've got thousands of words. It feels like thousands of videos, hundreds of videos. You don't need a video. All you need is to walk in with dignity, human dignity. I'm sick of this inhumane behavior that is being forced down our throats, and you are being told that it is virtuous.
What is virtuous about obscuring your identity? Yes, I'm wearing sunglasses. Someone's going to point that out to me again. Well, Peggy, you're wearing sunglasses. Yes, I was blind in my eye, okay? I had a detached retina. I had 3 or 4 surgeries to restore the vision, which still isn't back. I have a sensitivity to sunlight. If you want to see my eyes, you can watch all the hundreds of videos that I film indoors. I understand that. It is better to look at people in the eye. In fact, this video is a testimony to why we should look at people in the eye. It's not comfortable, is it, to look at somebody wearing sunglasses? No, it's not. You don't see their eyes. You don't see their expression. That's how I feel when I look at people with a mask. Only wearing sunglasses is not sinister and menacing and intimidating and threatening. Why do you think gang members wear a bandana on their face? Why do robbers and burglars obscure their identity? Why do carjackers put on a hoodie and a ski mask? You think that's okay? You think it's okay to organize our society with a concealed identity? I'm not having it anymore. And I know there are many of you that are watching this that are wearing masks. I don't want to make waves. I do it for other people. Really? You're scaring other people by wearing a mask and you think that's okay? I was in the store the other day. I rarely go into the store. It harms my soul to see this concealed identity, this sinister, menacing feeling. And here's a little baby in a stroller and I'm looking at her and waving and smiling and she looked at me like I was the scary one because I didn't have a mask on. Are you okay with that, parents? Don't put a mask on your child. Do not email me, please, to ask me how your daughter can go to gymnastics practice with a mask on. I don't want to hear it anymore. I'm sorry. I've spoken about this for months. If you don't know yet to take your kids out of that, well, they want their socialization. Oh, really? Are you going to let your kids socialize with drug addicts? Are you going to let your kids socialize with maybe you are, I don't know, promiscuous others? You think that's okay? You're not going to have standards? I'm on a rant, you guys. It is a Thursday afternoon rant. I'm tired of it. Not only am I tired of it, I'm sick and tired of it. As my mom used to say, I've had it up to here. Okay, I think Facebook is freezing me out. There's no other way to say it. Guidelines are not a law. There's no law to wear a mask. You don't have to wear one. And anyone that's listening or anyone that has the gumption, I'll have to say, has the courage to send this on to somebody who works at a store, that manages a store, that is enforcing these ridiculous, nonsensical, harmful measures, that's all they are. You're guilty. You're guilty. You're guilty. And guess what? I'm fighting for you.
Amen. I ain't guilty. I ain't guilty. Oh, there's just so much truth. You know, don't you feel the truth? I'm sorry we played it so fast. Maybe we can put it in the chat. Don't you just feel truth oozing out of you? Isn't it a cleansing in your soul when you hear truth?
Amen.
God, why don't we want more of it? Go, Silver.
This morning I was looking at our weekly prayer meeting that I get from Israel. And one of the things they were talking about was, and we suffer from this immensely, is information overload. Okay. And the scripture they referenced was this one. It's Ecclesiastes 12, verse 11 through the end. The words of the wise are as goads and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And further, by these, my son, be admonished. Of making many books, there is no end. And much study is a weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments.
Wow.
For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil.
You know what I hear there, Silver? There ain't no demilitarized zone, is there, brother?
There is not.
The devil owns the fence. If you are riding the fence, you're on the devil's team, baby. You're on the devil's team. So, Joe Allen, come on in.
Okay. So what's coming up here next month? We got the electrical college coming. So they're creating another crisis, encouraging the crisis, so they can offset this electrical college. Take your eyes off of it.
Amen. Amen. The devil. Hey, Silver or Joe. Hey, Joe. I'm going to reach across the aisle, my friends across the aisle, because we win in the end. We win in the end. I'll be waving to you on the way up. We're going to be out of here soon. I'll wait to be on the end. I'll reach across the aisle to my brother over here. I think it's time we quit reaching across the aisle. I think it's time that we got in line behind our Savior and we marched to victory. Onward, Christian soldiers marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. You know what it says? Isn't that what it says? I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Oh, Lord, that we would preach that again.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Hey, who was that lady that clip you just played that that was speaking out? What was her name?
No, I don't know. Put it in the chat. What's her name? What's her name? Somebody said Peggy Hall. Peggy Hall. God bless Peggy Hall, and God bless the testicles on Sidney Powell. God bless you. We'll see you Monday morning.